The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Cave Studios here downtown. Adrian, Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and it's finally a basketball night. We've been trying to do this for a while between trying to get Coach in and working with Josh, trying to get this figured out, and a couple different times we couldn't, but finally, instead of just Wednesday's, Cup of Joe, we get Joe actually in studio tonight, Coach Joe Pashota with us. This evening, Coach, good to have you in.
I appreciate it. And again, I apologize we had to move some things around, but it is good to be in.
Well,
yeah, it's a lot nicer.
It's a tough time of year around break time, too, Joe, let's be honest. It's not like you are on a typical schedule, and but still, you guys have, you've had a lot happen, really, since the end of the semester, if you could – talk about it. Maybe you've done this already on the Cave and I didn't know about, but, what you've been doing and who you're playing and all that stuff.
Yeah, we finish up right after the finals week. We had two or three regular season games, and then we go to UAD for an exhibition. Yes. And, I thought we played a really good half there. The second half we played great. First half I thought we played a little timid, and, Jonas was phenomenal at U of D, and we played a great second half, and then we turned around 2 days later and played a team in Bowling Green that could probably make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah, and they whooped on us like we stole something from them. Like, yeah. they played really mad. So,
well, they were probably seeing those highlights of, who was it, IUPUI beating Notre Dame and stuff, so it's like,
How about that? Yeah,
IPFW,
So that got some people's attention, but and then the guys had a chance to get away and take their shoes off a little, and we come back and hit that reset and refresh button and get back to it.
Yeah, you guys played Saturday. It was kind of almost like a, like your season's been, some real good.
Yeah.
And then, you were well ahead in that game against one of the top teams in the league.
Yeah. I mean, Lourdes right now is number two in the league. I think they're really well coached, got some really good personnel. I thought we had a great game plan to it. We've got two guys sitting in here that I know you guys are going to talk to. I thought, Jonas did an unbelievable job on, now the kid's name is slipping me. Fairly. Yeah. He came in averaging like almost 28 a game.
Wow.
And he had 10. So, we were great with that. We made some adjustments in the lineup and we slid Josiah, who plays the three, slid him to the four.
Uh-huh.
And he has like 11 points, 14 rebounds. Did a fantastic job. And then we just get into a good old college basketball game where, I was telling Jeff before, they make one more play than we do. And the bad part about it is, sometimes that happens and, you end up on the wrong side of it. But, man, I thought we were tough. I thought we were physical and, we're getting it. Now, does it get any easier because we had, Rochester Wednesday? They're number three. Lourdes at home.
Then you got one.
Yeah. Now, Wednesday we got Indiana Tech coming to town. So, but I like how we're working. I think the guys are doing a better job of, putting in that work and that time outside of company time or practice time and getting better. So, as crazy as it sounds, we still have time on the calendar to play our best ball.
Yeah, you can make a run
maybe
at Tech.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking after that. You've got, U of M Dearborn that was a close game, with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got some teams that are there that, you know, when you, again, you play them that second time around, it's always a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that I'm anxious to see with this group. And, you know, you got two older guys in Cy and Jonas who, you know, who take that first game and what we learned from the first game and go, okay, man, now we're going to better that when you have those opportunities. So, Coach, I was hoping Jeff wasn't going to go through the schedule and be like, oh, you can get this one, get, like, you know, like those writers and radio guys do, like, oh, you can win it, man, your day. It's one day at a time, literally one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it. It is, because I remember doing that. I took a schedule as a coach, and I'd do my own WNL, and I put it and let nobody see what I thought started here. And I was always conservative, you know, when everyone looks, because you're that way. But the thing is you're right. We all have a tendency now to want to predict what's going to happen if it doesn't happen the way they think, you know.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you play like you did Saturday, you could run off a streak.
I agree. I agree. I thought I loved our toughness. I thought we were tough. I thought our urgency was really high. I liked our focus. I thought Coach Bowman did a great job with the scout.
Thanks.
And we, yeah, right. Yeah. Jeff hacked our computers and our Fast Scout app. You know, put together a scout, and the guys did a pretty dang good job. So we'll keep working at it.
Well, I think looking at, you know, with you guys too, just looking at your bench, different things, you know, you're a little bit shorter this year from that side. You know, how many people do you go to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I noticed like Danilo wasn't in the box score for Lords.
Yeah, Neil, you know, go to Rochester, and Rochester was that was a physical game. That was really physical. And, you know, he bangs up his shoulder, kind of got a little bit of a stinger. So we, you know, I'd rather err on the side of caution when it comes to that. So we go in shorthanded, and, you know, like I said before, I think Cy did a phenomenal job of sliding over and causing a problem for Lords. And I've always been, I mean, my whole career, like, you know, almost the Vegas philosophy of where you're thin to win, you know, and especially now, and I know Coach hates this, but like when they have like media timeouts, like he hates media timeouts. Like his ideal game is I'm taking no timeouts and I'm picking up 94 feet the whole time. Whereas I remember when the league was first going into media timeouts, and you call me into your office and you're like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, oh man, I love it. He's like, oh, this is the worst idea ever.
Well, you know, it's funny how even now, as we all, whether we like it or not, at least I'm at my TV a lot, you can pretty much figure out the section of games, you know. So yeah. Do you regulate your practices that way? In other words, you know, you're only going to play for so many minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until now, ours are 5 minutes as opposed to the NCAA's is 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So you really don't want to do anything really for more than 5 minutes of game time.
Yeah, and that's where kind of like, and see, this is where this is his NBA philosophy right here, because the league does this all a ton, is like, yeah, I mean, absolutely. So you keep kind of like guys have a pretty good idea of, you know, when they're going to go in, who they're going in for. So,
yes.
And I've always said, like, guys coming off the bench, that's the ultimate cheat code, because I know who I'm going in for, have a really good idea of the time frame in which I'm going in, but then I also know my matchup, and I see what he's doing and how he's doing it and what's the flow of the game, what's the temperature like on the floor, and how can I impact that, you know, right away within what I can do and how I can do it. And if you ask these guys, like when we went to UAD and Bowling Green, those 16, 12, 8, and 4s, one, they come quick, but like you could play like all day. You know, with those built-in timeouts, because those are long timeouts.
Another, if there's no dead balls.
Yeah,
yeah,
know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, do you like the two halves, though?
I don't know what. We are the only level, which makes no sense.
Right.
We are the only level that has halves. And this is where, and Coach Soldierbeck and I, we've debated this forever. I couldn't even say debate, because I agree with her 100%, is when the women's side, you know, quarters, and then they made the rules for the fouls per quarter. But the biggest thing for me is the NBA rule of the dead ball timeout moves into the front court.
Right.
I love that because right. then I can get into a playbook and get on that board and do some things. So I don't know why the men's side doesn't do it.
You know, it's a FIBA. The FIBA game does it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the only thing I do not like about that is it takes the one-on-one completely out of the game.
Yep.
Because you go to the five-team fouls.
Right. Yep.
And I do think that those one-on-ones, put pressure on your foul shooting. And,
oh, yeah.
And rewards a team that doesn't foul all the time. That's the only thing I don't like. I don't know how you can improve it, but
yeah. I've said it for years, and people always bring it up at the Final Four and meetings and all this. Like, what are we doing? Like, everybody across the board should go to FIBA. Mm-hmm. Everybody, because now the game is so much more global.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's so much more impactful globally. Let's get all. And I can only speak from the men's side. I can't speak for the women's side. But let's get all on the same page so that we're all playing by the same rules and the same standards of those rules, and so that everybody knows, no matter what, because everything is just so different. It's crazy.
Well, again, looking, schedule-wise and record-wise, I know you're not where you want to be, obviously. But as you said, you got time still in this season. You're going back through again. What are some of your thoughts and goals on finishing this thing out?
I think the big thing, and these guys can, when you talk to them, I think they can attest to the same thing, is like we've really kind of focused on, one day at a time and getting better, the WIN acronym, what's important now. And taking that and building off that and stacking those days, because if the root isn't good and our habits and all those type of things, then the fruit isn't going to be very good, and the fruit's the winning.
Right.
So it's all of those small things that within the roots of success that will produce the fruits of the wins, and that's what the game's going to reward. And it won't do it any other way. And now we live in a time where, not my guys, of course, but like young people want a shortcut. They want to cut corners to get that success. And it just, basketball as the game, it just will not reward that.
Well, we got to get something. You got some things figured out?
I think so. I like the direction that we're going. I like our energy. I like how we're working. Now it's just putting it together on the most important day of the week. And I'm thankful that we still have time to do it. I think we can do it. I think these guys are, more than capable of doing it. And I've told them before, like, I'm never going to give up on them as a group. But I'm not going to give in to us not playing at the level that I know we can play. I know they have the abilities to do.
Coach, one of the things, just looking at your numbers, that, I think by and large, you take care of the ball pretty well,
mm-hmm.
And all that. But I don't think shoot a high enough percentage right now. 41 and I think 27
yeah.
for three.
Yeah,
I mean, I saw us earlier in the year. I didn't think that. If you'd have told me, I thought we'd shoot more like 33 to 35.
Yeah,
well, is that quality of shots? Wrong people shooting them, or just some games have gerrymandered the stats a little bit?
I think some of it is. I think it's a little bit of all of that within that formula. Right shot, right time, right guy. I think that's at any level. I think one of the things that we're good at is I think we're pretty good at getting teams to defend differently. And then when we use our strengths as far as, our defense being our best offense, or us getting it downhill and we score in the layers and the levels of, the rim and then mid-range and then three, I think we're much more effective doing that than we are the other way. I mean, like the other night, against, Lords, we shoot, 59% in the first half?
Mm-hmm.
And they come out in a 1-3-1, and we carve that thing up. I mean, we were great. And I thought we did a good job in the second half, too. I think we ended up for the game 45% from the field. And we were 80% from the free throw line. But now it's like, and I've told these guys is, you know, if we're a better downhill team first and then a jump shooting team second, because then we get teams to defend us and then you get your free throws involved. So now once you get teams playing on your heels, then our other strength is free throws. I think right now we're at 74%. Yeah.
And you know, really your point differential is within three or four points.
It's
you're
so
right
thin.
There.
I know.
You know?
I know. It's so thin. And that's what Jeff and I were talking about is like we've had so many games, you know, just a matter of mere possessions, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's just kind of figuring out, okay, what can we, you know, We've talked about like eliminating losing plays. What are those handful of losing plays that when you look back at it, at least from you know, the coaching side of it, like those are the first things we think of.
Yeah, and that's key. You know, and not when you talk about that and you look at, you know, a turnover here, a turnover there, and those are the possessions that could turn this game around.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's at every level.
Right.
I mean, look at, you know, Michigan the other night and you know, Michigan and Wisconsin and, you know, them being able to adjust with Wisconsin making 15 threes. Right. I mean, it's all the game within the game.
Yeah, and it always, I remember it always, what's going to happen that you don't expect to happen and all that. The one thing I will say, though, Coach, is yesterday, you know, I had a little get-together for my granddaughter in the field house, and your kids were all in working. You were doing film work later. They're very polite young men, and they're really first-class guys. I mean, I haven't really got to know them great, but I do keep an eye on them. And this has been a tough year for all of us. You know, we're all heartbroken. To keep your dob, you know, the old expression, keep your dobber up isn't easy, you know. So how's that been going, you know, in terms of just, this, you know, and I guess we'll talk to guys about that a little bit about the attitude and how to, you know, that perseverance type thing, you know?
Well, I mean, these guys are, I mean, they're all right. They're okay, you know, but no, I that's the one thing that I love, you know, being a parent, you know, you love it when you hear like great things about your guys, you know, and this is a great group of young men. And I have zero doubt in my mind that whatever they choose to do in whatever endeavor, you know, these things have helped them grow, you know, as young adults, as men. And I'm proud of them for that. But yeah, I think they would probably, you know, be better at answering that bigger question than me. 'Cause I approach it like, man, it's another day, you know?
It is always nice to hear when your kids are doing something well outside.
Love it.
Then I always tell them, if you lived with them, though, it'd be a little different. And that's probably what you see, too. You know, coach is talking about this, and you're like, I see them every day at practice. They're a little bit different with me than they are out there in the world.
I love my daughter to death, and I'd give up my life for my daughter. And then, because I've heard the same thing we've all heard as parents, like, you're not. I'm like, my daughter? Claire? Yeah. Her? Like, so no, but it's awesome.
It is funny to hear that. But all right, we're gonna take a break and we're gonna talk with these guys as we've got Josiah Rainey and Jonas Tester in here with us, and we'll be back with more Saint Sports bi-weekly, semi-weekly. You know, we'll be back with more right after this here. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu. At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at sienaheights.edu or visit sienaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at sienaheights.edu.
Welcome back inside the Cave Studios here in Adrian, Siena Heights University basketball team in tonight. Saints Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University. And kick the microphone away from Coach for a minute because he's never shy in front of a mic, but we're going to move it over. So we've got a couple of his players in here with us today, Desiree Rainey and Jonas Tesser. Welcome in, guys. Saints Sports Weekly.
Welcome.
You got to get a little closer.
Yeah.
So just a little bit. I'm talking with Jonas first. He's been here a little bit longer and didn't come from as far either, down from Wauseon.
Yeah.
And Jonas, talk a little bit about your trek to Siena Heights. How did you decide on Siena? What was some of the things that that brought you up here to Adrian?
So yeah, I'm from Wauseon, Ohio. It's about 40 minutes from Adrian. Not a far drive, but yeah, coming in high school. You know, I didn't have a lot of looks coming out of high school, just a lot of D3s. And then I had an AU coach who I'm very good friends with. He reached out to Siena Heights, and he was able to get in contact with one of the assistants. And I was able to speak through him, then Coach P come on a visit here. And I really liked the campus and everything. And I knew I would have the ability to come play here too as well. And then get my degree in education. I'm an education major, so okay. I heard that was pretty good as well too. And so yeah, that was kind of the journey to Siena Heights, and I picked Siena.
Especially Wauseon's more of a wrestling school too, isn't it?
It is. They're really good at wrestling. Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of state placers every year, but they're really good at basketball too as well. They got a good coach, Coach Burt. He's been there for a long time.
I remember yeah. Coach.
Yeah, he had a state team a couple years ago. I was like in eighth grade, but I remember going down to Columbus, Ohio and watching their state team play. It was really exciting. So they got a good program down there and everything. So, yeah.
Wauseon to me, Jonas, I remember we never could make inroads into Northwestern Ohio. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess. But I sure admired the NOWAL, and I think that's what it is.
The NWAL, yeah.
The NWAL, and the atmosphere in these schools, Liberty, I'm trying to remember, Center, all these schools, I mean, Wauseon was a mini Hoosiers. And what I mean by that is you watched kids grow up in the gym down there.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with it, and we just couldn't. But I was.
You wore too
always
much Michigan
thought,
stuff across the border, probably.
Well, no, yeah, and we just had we got a lot of kids from Detroit and that. But yeah. I do will say this, that I couldn't get over. It seemed to be their community, and I'm nothing around. I'm a Lenawee County person and all that, but it's ramped up down there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Compared to here in terms of their community involvement in that. That had been fun to grow up there and play.
Yeah, yeah, it was a super tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other. And they have like a little Indians program for basketball. And like when I was in high school, we would be running it. We would be coaching up the little guys through basketball. And it was just a fun community. I love Wauseon. You know, all the people. I go back to some high school games and everybody's saying what up to me and everything. I know the coaches, all the players. We had a Bowling Green game, and
I bet you had a lot of people there.
All of the Wauseon basketball program was there, like my coaches and everything. Great. It was awesome. There was like 40 kids there. So I love it. You know, I love everything about Wauseon.
Did you play any other sports there?
Yeah, I played football and track.
Track, wow.
Yeah, I was a pretty good athlete back in the day, too. Yeah, my name's up on the wall, so.
Coach, I bust this guy's chops all the time. It's like, I'm looking for the Jonas Tester statue in Wauseon. he was that good. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jonas, first game of the year, I think, I thought we played Great Lakes. I couldn't believe how talented they were. I don't know if you remember that game.
Yep.
The second half, you put a clamps on a kid.
Yeah, he was going off in the first half.
And
he
you
was
did
some
a hell
crazy
of a
shot.
I
so,
mean,
yeah.
I thought you did a heck of a job, and it got down to the last shot or two of a game. But I remember that you really did a heck of a job defensively. So
I like,
to hear that you did it again the other night.
Yeah, I like those jobs. You know, I'm the defensive guy on the team. So whenever there's a good matchup, you know, I like that. So. I mean, for last game against Lourdes, Derek Fairley, I was really amped up for that. And, I did my role. I did my job. And, you know, that's what I do for the team. So,
I
love that.
I think your strength, I mean, you are really got a great pull-up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what you do. You know, you get to a certain one dribble or two, and it's going to be the percentage goes up. So, you had a nice career, but I think you played hard.
Yeah.
Has it been, you know, we've had some new kids this year, you know, and trying to figure that out has to be, you know, on who's going to come a certain night, you know?
Yeah. That's been like a reoccurring thing for Siena. You know, we got a lot of new guys coming in and everything, you know, the transfer portal. I mean, everybody's leaving, everybody's going somewhere. But, you know, I kind of get used to it, though. But, like, all the guys are cool. I love everybody on the team. You know, everybody's a good player, everybody's a good person, so it doesn't really affect me whatsoever, you know, people coming in, people leaving, you know. It does suck, you know, you build relationships with these guys, and then they end up leaving. I had a teammate I played AAU with for like 4 years, Colin Nutter.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a really good friend of mine, and then, yeah, I played AAU with him for like 4 years, came to Siena for two. And then he ended up leaving. He's at St. Thomas right now. He's doing pretty good over
down
there.
Down in Florida?
Yeah, down in Florida, yeah.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah, they're a really good team, too, and he's starting and everything, you know. But it does suck when people leave like that, you know.
That's a tall kid, right?
Yeah,
that was disappointing. We lost him.
Yeah, he was a really good player for us, you know. He was all freshman team.
Yeah.
He had a really good sophomore year, but, you know, he had other goals and aspirations. You know, I have, you know, I'm happy for him, too. So.
Right, yeah. And that is, it has changed a lot in that sense. You're right.
Yeah.
You have to re-recruit everybody every year and whatnot. But it seems like, we came in, I just was impressed with how Coach kept you all together after the announcement this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's amazing. And even looking at how many young men you have in the program, even compared to our women, I'm not trying to compare. I'm just saying our women got down to 10 or 11 kids. You guys had a good number. I was shocked.
Yeah,
I
think we had like 26 people or something like that.
You guys all seem to want to run it back.
I think that's just a testament to, you know, the people that we have on our team. Everybody believes in our success, you know. Everybody believed that, you know, we could do something. All the coaches were saying, you know, we're going to have a great year this year. We got all these people coming in and you know, it hasn't looked like that so far in the year, but, you know, we got pieces there, and they were clicking now. We had a good game against Lourdes, but, you know, I think things are going to start clicking here soon, so.
Are you going to be able to finish student teaching
and
all
that? Yeah, I'm a senior
here.
It's my senior year through school, so, yeah, I've done my 4 years, and I got my student teaching, you know, this second half of the year. I had my first week last week, you know, getting used to that. It's my second week.
Where are you doing it at?
Madison Middle School.
Oh, great.
Yeah, sixth grade. Yeah, it's definitely a lot, you know, getting used to, but, you know, that's what I'm going to do in my future, so.
What do you want to teach?
Math. Yeah, my major is 5 through 9.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I got a little note over here, too. You're not too far away from 1,000 Point Club.
No
here.
Kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I am 54 more points away for 1,000.
Oh, wow. Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, so that's another personal goal I'm really looking forward to, you know. Yeah, I'm really excited for that because I didn't get it in high school, and that was always my goal in high school. But, you know, at the college level, getting to 1,000, I mean, that's pretty special. So that's something I'm going to hold on to for the rest of my life, yeah.
How many of those did you have, remember?
I don't know. I wish, a few, you know. Yeah. And it was a little different. It hurt a lot of ours because back in the day, you know, we had most of our freshmen, we had All-Americans playing the JV team.
Right, so they didn't play for
four. And that wouldn't work anymore,
yeah.
I guess. We just didn't play many freshmen on the varsity.
Yeah, it helped. You know, I got a lot of playing time my freshman year.
Yes, and that's where, you know, we've had a lot of good players at 7, 8, 900 and – But, you know, I guess, you know, I just, that's a test of commitment, longevity, and it's a great thing, you know?
I think so, too. And, you see a lot of guys, you know, do get their 1,000 by going to, like, a community school for 2 years. But, like, you know, I think it's really cool being at a school for 4 years and committing yourself to that and then being able to achieve that goal.
Yeah, and that's what's great about small college basketball is that right there. I agree with you 100%.
So I won't ask Cy about that then.
No, I kept my mouth shut about that. I kept my mouth shut about that.
But, he's throwing him under the bus on that one. Do you want to stick around, go back towards home to teach, or
so,
what are your thoughts on that?
If I want to go back to Ohio, I have to take, like, an Ohio certification for teaching. But, I mean, Michigan, it's not that far away from, where I live. It's only, like, 40 minutes. So if I stay here for a couple years, get my certification through Ohio, it's not that big of a deal, too.
No. And obviously, I mean, that's the one thing that's nice, too. I mean, besides this stuff, I do, you know, sales at the station. I actually go down to Wauseon quite a bit. And so,
yeah.
I mean, the community down there, it's very similar to what's up here, too. So, I mean, you're probably used to this kind of an area that you grew up in is very similar from around here.
Yeah, I'm super, accustomed to this type of atmosphere and everything. And I know a lot of the people back at Wauseon, too. You know, if I want to go back and teach there, you know, I have connections through there. So, you know, I'm really excited about that, too. So,
all right. And we're going to slide over to Josiah, or Cy as Coach calls him. So we'll get over here. So you're originally from Terre Haute?
Yes, like Southern Indiana, yeah.
Okay. And then so you got up to where went Grand Rapids Christian in Lake Michigan? So
yeah, moved up to Grand Rapids like my sophomore year of high school just for better living situation, and then ended up going to Benton Harbor for community college. Yeah.
She went down to Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah.
So when you went to Grand Rapids Christian, which was that, Grand Rapids South Christian or what is that?
No, it's just Grand Rapids Christian. We were on the east side of Grand Rapids.
Oh, gotcha. But,
yeah. We were a private school. So I think East Grand Rapids was like the public high school. But,
right.
But we were the private high school.
And then, so were you at Lake Michigan for two?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you navigate your way over here then?
Well, from Lake Michigan, I mean, like, it's kind of crazy. I was literally just driving past Lake Michigan. I saw the coach. I was really just looking for a spot to give me a chance. I called the coach, and they gave me a shot, did what I did over there, and then it was kind of the same thing, really. I was just looking for any opportunity to just keep playing. I mean, I love basketball, so any chance I can get to play for as long as I can, I'll definitely take it. So I was reaching out to coaches myself, and then luckily my coach was able to help me get in contact with P. And I had a couple of offers, but something that really stood out to me with Siena was P, like, within, like, second day, was in Benton Harbor ready to meet me in person and just kind of connect on that personal level, get to know more about me and get to know more about, you know, what my goals were for the game and where I saw myself and what I looked for in a school. And, I mean, we just clicked there, had a couple workouts here, had a couple visits here, and then that was that.
Josiah, when you were down in Terre Haute and then back up in Grand Rapids, did you play other sports at all?
In Terre Haute, I used to play baseball, but I didn't really like it that much, so basketball just kind of, it was kind of the last one standing. I played football a little bit, but I was tired of getting hit. So couldn't do it.
You're about 6'3" now. Where did you play in high school? Did you play on the perimeter, or did you play inside? Or
I've always been a perimeter guy. Like, I kind of grew. I grew pretty constant. So, like, in high school, I wasn't, you know, miles ahead of anybody. I was pretty average. I was about probably like 5'10", maybe 6 foot towards the second half of high school, sophomore or junior and senior year. And then summer my junior year, I sprung up to like 6'2", I think. And then I just kind of played the perimeter ever since.
When you went down to Lake Michigan, how was that adjustment for you?
It was interesting, really, because whenever I first got there, I was originally supposed to redshirt. Like I said, I just drove past the school. Coach, like, the roster was already full. I was like, can I just get a chance, really? And he let me redshirt. But, like, unfortunately, we had some guys that went down with some injuries, and then it was just kind of how it is here, just a next man up mentality. So they gave me a jersey, put me on the roster, and I was starting my first game, and I was coming from a mindset of where I was just going to redshirt, kind of just, you know, build myself with that year to go to starting in about a week. It was interesting. I got to get, you know, thrown right into the fire, but I think that it helped me mold my confidence and helped me, you know, mold my own personality within the game.
So what are you studying here?
I'm studying business.
Okay.
Yeah, I focus in management, so.
How much do you have left of that? Are you going to be able to graduate from here? Or?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
I got I only need a few more credits, so this semester will push me pretty well over, so. Yeah.
And so many people are on a 5-year plan anyway, type of thing. So that's all, I wasn't sure where you're at.
Yeah, my old school was really good. My advisor, she helped me a lot because she knew I wanted to transfer and get my bachelor's somewhere. So she was able to help me get some classes that would transfer over to a lot of schools, and Siena was one of them. So the transfer over here was pretty easy. It was pretty smooth.
What was the adjustment when you then came, the real big difference of playing junior college basketball and then playing, you know, small college, you know, what you want to call it, NAIA, mm-hmm. 2D3. Mm-hmm. What adjustments or what was the differences did you notice?
I think the biggest one for me was just motivating myself, because at JUCO, like we were on a pretty tight leash. Like, the coach would tell us when the gym would be open and when it wouldn't be, when we were able to get in the gym and get shots up. But here it's kind of like it's open from this time to this time. You're responsible for, you know, getting your own work in. Practices at this time, but I mean, coach says it all the time, 2 hours a day isn't going to get it done. It's not going to get us to where we want to be. So just finding that intrinsic motivation to be able to motivate myself, even with classes and, you know, being in a new area, meeting new people, just trying to find that time and make that time to work on my craft on my own was probably the biggest change.
size and speed from JUCO to where you're at now?
It depends, really. Like it was funny because sometimes we play some JUCO that looked like high schoolers, but then we would go like up north a little bit and we would play some grown men. They looked like they worked a couple jobs or something. So it was interesting, but yeah. I mean, I've never been like size has never really been a problem for me as far as basketball, so I mean, it's not. I guess weight probably was a pretty big shift. I definitely hit the weight room whenever I first got here to try to be able to compete with some bigger guys, but it wasn't too big of a shift.
No. Jonas, how was that adjustment for you coming in, you know, from Wasion? You know, he had at least a couple of years of JUCO to maybe kind of figure that out a little bit, but you got thrown right into it. Yeah. You know, wax it differently. There's some physical basketball there.
Yeah, in high school I was scrawny, and I was probably like 160. And then freshman year I was really skinny too. You know, that was a really big adjustment going up against those big guys. But I really hit the weights my sophomore year, and then leading up to like my junior, senior year, I just put on more and more weight. You know, that's really helped me too. You know, getting to the rim, finishing on those big guys. You know, it's really helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Josiah, with you in your business, what are your plans? What are your thoughts to utilize that degree?
Yeah, eventually I want to open up my own landscaping company. I'm really into landscaping, and I think that especially with this last year, being able to take classes that aren't just like gen ed, like English or math, I've been able to take like marketing classes or entrepreneurship classes that have helped me to not only like educate myself on what I would need to run a business, but also I'm able to use that education to put it towards something that I actually care about.
Coach knows a little bit about landscape.
Well, I was just wondering, have you done any summer work in that area?
I mean, growing up in Southern Indiana, like I didn't really have a regular job. I had a lawnmower and a weed eater, and I would literally just walk to my neighbor's house, knock on her door, say, "Hey, can I cut your grass?" And that's just always kind of been something I enjoy. I really like, you know, being outside working with my hands. So just finding that little niche, and it's a way to help the community. I feel like it's a fun way to connect with people and really get to know them, as well as, you know, it's something that I'm good at. So I just like doing it. Just kind of fell into my hands.
Well, one of the things, and I don't mean to get back to basketball, but
Coach can get you a part-time job, Rob.
Well, yeah, it was funny. Yesterday, there was a young man that is on our lacrosse program that works for Eric and Chuck and out at the nursery. And they hire, you know, they have a lot of people out there, and they do a ton of stuff. So, and they work their tails off, believe me. I know you don't see me in that business. But the one thing I wanted to get back to the junior college. I think our junior college level of basketball in Michigan, Ohio, whatnot, is tremendous in terms of athletic talent. I really always thought that. The biggest problem we had was them to ramp up to the next level of playing harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to say that, and I don't mean to rack, because it's great basketball. I took guys to Mott and Schoolcraft, and our guys were like, oh, my God, there's like Big Ten players out there. They have great talent. But I thought the biggest problem we had was some of our guys, it took them a while to understand how hard we wanted them to play.
Yep.
And they did. I think it's a really tough thing, because so many people want to play, but then you have to be re-recruited again.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? And so you got to fit. Yeah. And so it's worked out well for you.
Yeah.
I know you can play a number of positions, Josiah. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I noticed about you.
Well, yeah, I mean,
your versatility on the floor is amazing.
Yeah, I try to just, you know, I like I said, I love basketball. I want to win. So whatever I got to do, I want to make sure that I'm at the top of my game to be able to do that. If somebody needs me, like we talked about with Coach recently.
Yeah, you
like,
went big because
if somebody needs me to step up. Well, I
your
be ready
one
for
guy
that.
Was banged up, one of your big guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because walking in here, you don't look like a four.
No. I'm telling you, I've never set so many screens in my life. I give all the respect to my bigs now. Sometimes we yell at them in practice for jogging, but it's a different animal.
They can beat up a little more in a game, don't they?
For sure. But yeah, like you said, just being able to adjust is a skill that I really want to focus on, because, I mean, that's just a life skill, you know? You're not always going to have something that's concrete. You're going to have to need to be able to make adjustments and maneuver. So, yeah, I think it's just something that I've just
I really think big guys have a lot of trouble with guys smaller than them to get up and in them, you know?
Yeah.
And so they have to shoot over them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that it always bothered me at somebody my size, somebody got up and in me.
Yeah.
On the same token, they have to guard you too, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you know, that lends you to be able to score in different ways, going around people or using your quickness.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you just find out what works. Like, I'm obviously not going to be bigger than them. I'm not going to be taller than them. So, but I am going to be quicker than them.
Right.
I'll probably be, you know, a little more agile. So just being able to just adjust and you know, be smart enough to make those plays and know what works for me, what won't.
Okay. You know, Coach said something, too, about the JUCO level and guys coming in. Did you notice some guys, too, that were just – they just wanted to extend their basketball career and didn't worry about classes and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, did you see that? They just say, I got another chance to play.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's something that's interesting. Like, I think a lot of times a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to not only like maintain a basketball career, but maintain a basketball career while you're getting an education, you know? And one thing that it's very important to me, and it's kind of like it's kind of been driving me to stay on top of my education, is that if I love basketball enough, I got to be willing to do whatever it takes to continue to play. And if that means that I got to sit in this English class, I got to sit in this statistics class that I don't really care about, but I need to get a good grade on it so I'll be eligible. That's just a sacrifice that I'll have to make.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're going to get back over to Coach for a minute too, but we're listening to Saint Sports Weekly here, Jonas Tester and Josiah Rainey. And Jonas, one thing Coach mentioned with you want to get into education stuff too. So you want to coach someday, huh?
Yeah, I do want to coach as well. Kind of do the teaching and coaching route. You know, I've learned a lot from Coach. He's putting, you know, me in situations where, you know, I could apply myself as a coach. And, you know, I give credit to him. You know, he's done, you know, a very good job, you know, allowing me to do that. And I've had good coaches growing up too. So, you know, that's the goal going forward for me. Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a time out. We've got one more segment left to hear, Saint Sports Weekly. We'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly, talking some hoops here, men's hoops here tonight. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit siennaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you. Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.siennaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
And welcome back, Saint Sports Weekly, or 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and we've got basketball night here with Coach Pishota, as well as a couple of his players, and Coach, back with you just for a little bit too. You know, we got about 10 minutes left here, and just thoughts on finishing this out strong.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree 100% with what these guys said. You know, I think when you have leadership like Cy and Jonas have brought during their career here, good things are gonna happen. And you know, we still have time. I think the one thing, you know, we were talking off air, I think the two greatest qualities that these two guys have is, one, they're great teammates. They are great teammates every day. They do an unbelievable job of not only raising their own play, but raising the standard of other guys too. The other thing is, like, I mean, their work ethic. I mean, I love it. You know, they're blue collar guys. You know, all of our uniforms are trimmed with a blue collar, and I think these guys, you know, epitomize that every day. And those are the things that we have to be consistent at every day to get the results that we want. You know, and these guys, they probably wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweats, hearing my voice in their head saying the same thing over and over. Like that's what the game will reward. Like, the game honors toughness. That's an old Brad Stevens one. Like, I mean, and when these guys do it, man, we are really good. We're really good. And I think we still have some good ball ahead of us. And I told them, you know, our very first meeting of the year across the street, I said, I'm going to address the pink elephant in the room. That's the overall big situation one time. That's it. Other than that, man, I'm working my tail off every day to do everything that I can to help get us to where we want to be individually as a cumulative group. And these guys had bought in. And, Coach, you talked about, like, them and the number of guys that we had back. That had nothing to do with me. Like, these guys were rallying the troops, like, behind the scenes and all that. So now you got two old guys here who, you know, they're a handful of credits away from graduating. So, I mean, they're kind of skewed. They weren't going anywhere, but I think they did and have done a great job for us this year and in their careers.
That's my next question. I was going to, you know, size, I've been here a couple, but talk a little bit about the four-year growth of Jonas.
Oh, my gosh, man. Like, he got here just a snot-nosed kid that, I mean, and he might have been exaggerating. He might have been like 140 pounds. I mean, at the most. And I see him. I'm like, man, I put this kid's gonna get killed. Like, if I put him out there right now, and it was literally a baptism by fire, because, like, your first game, I mean, 17. Yeah, I mean, so I'm like, all right, maybe he'll be okay, you know. And then. He had that kind of that self-eval of, okay, this is what I need to do to get better. And Sai's done the same thing in his tenure, in his career. His game has grown every day. And we've put him in some tough spots, put Jonas in some tough spots of, you know, guarding team's best players. And Sai's kind of, you know, and this is where, Coach, you know, I've got to, like, tighten up my references, because Jonas is like a Scott Skiles type of guard, you know, and Sai is kind of like a Stacey Augment, just long and plastic arms and can do multiple things. And when you have guys like that and guys that love to work at it, and, I mean, it makes my job as a coach a little bit easier.
You have to start bringing film for these guys to still know that.
I just tell them YouTube it, like YouTube it, you know. And I have some guys that'll YouTube it, and then I'll get those texts like, "Man, this guy's really good." I'm like, "Yeah, man, like, watch some more film. This dude is a Hall of Famer." So, but yeah, I couldn't be more proud of what these guys have done as players, but I think more importantly, like, as people.
So it is going to be tough. I mean, as you said, this whack is not easy, and the next couple of games are going to be tough. That you know, there's always that mindset, and you hate to get in that rut of losing and going, you know, are we ever going to win? How do you try to get, you know, cross that bridge of, hey, guys, it's just, as we talked about, you know, it's that one or two possessions. Is that something easy to get through kids' minds, though?
I think yes and no. I think it's tough. But, I mean, there's times where you have to be tougher than those situations. And what can we take? You know, it's only a failure if you quit. And I think that's the one thing that these guys haven't done, and it hasn't even crossed their minds, as far as not giving everything that they have and all that they are. So is it a challenge with young adults nowadays? Yeah, because everybody wants that instant success, mm-hmm. and that easy success. But you got two guys here, you know. Sai wants a landscaping business and own his own business. Man, he's going to have to work and grind with that. You know, Jonas wants to teach middle school kids, so God bless him for that. And then coach, man, you know, so, you know, being tougher than those situations, I think, is the biggest challenge now, and trying to compartmentalize, you know, the good and the bad. I think that's the biggest challenge.
Coach, how are we at injury wise? You had mentioned one of your big guys were out a little bit, and how are we hanging health wise?
I think we're okay health wise outside of Danilo.
Yeah, he's gonna be out long.
He looked good today. He didn't practice today, but he was doing, I think, some of his rehab things. And, you know, he's Serbian, so, like, he really doesn't feel pain, you know. So, but if he tells you he's hurt, like, okay, it's got to be something. But yeah, I mean, I think right now that's really only one we have.
Side, back to you real quick. You know, talk about landscaping and that. Do you want to go back over to the west side of the state? Is that kind of where you're? Or where are you thinking of going back down to Indiana?
I think probably just southern Indiana, just because that's where my roots are. That's where my family is. And that's where I've built the most connections with the community. So that's probably where I'll end up long term, yeah.
And the weather's a little better.
I was just going to say.
I mean, it's not much better, but yeah, it's the snow is definitely
better. I was going to say, there's probably a little less... you know, snow removal, yeah, and doing some of these jobs, and then being up here, especially over Grand Rapids area.
Yeah,
where's Indiana State at? Aren't they?
It's in Terre Haute.
That's Terre Haute. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, a pretty good player come out of there back in the 70s.
Wasn't bad. Google him.
Yeah, YouTube him. YouTube him.
See if he's any good.
Yeah, no, listen, hey, these guys. This is what I love about these guys, but they drive me crazy. Like in the locker room or in the bus or whatever before a meeting, they'll be like, "Oh, who's better, so and so or so and so," and then they drag me into it, and I'm like the last one that you want to drag. Because was it you the other day, Si? You were like, "Man, don't ask P. Like, don't." It was like, "Don't even ask him. Don't even ask."
Well, the styles are so different, and the eras and how people played their games, and you know, some translate, some don't, but others are. It is hard when you try to gauge.
Well, the 3-pointer has just changed how basketball was, really.
Yeah,
in the from the 70s to 80s to 90s to now, it's for five, you know, the game was a lot of guys three out to win, as opposed to five out or 4-1. It was mostly three out to win back then. But now it's dribble exchange, screen, how to defend ball screens, handling the ball. People with the ball instead of off the ball.
Yeah.
You know?
And Coach, you can appreciate this. This was a couple of summers, maybe two summers ago, NBA TV, 1988, Pistons at Boston.
Yeah.
And it was like 122-120, and both teams combined took 9 threes.
Yeah.
That's it. 9 threes.
Yeah.
It was insane. Like, their head would explode.
Yeah, because the game was played inside the arc. Yep. It's kind of like what we see in football, where fourth and four on the 46-yard line, you would never, you just punt it.
Yeah.
Now people are going, and it's the whole mind change and the math changes that we all have to deal with in sports.
It's what you love, and that's analytics.
Well,
you love
know, and
analytics.
I do. I mean, I remember we wanted to make 10 threes a game. A lot of people thought we shot too many threes, you know, and we just had a lot of quick guys, you know, that could shoot them. But I felt, you know, with about 35% of our shots were threes. Well, now that's light. You know, that's what we figured we wanted, about 35%. But we took a lot of shots. So it's hard to, you know, it's hard to relate.
But it is such a different game. I mean, it's a lot more positionless basketball right now, too.
Yes,
you know, I mean, you talk about you coming and playing a four. Mm-hmm. I mean, four, yes, in theory, because you're – you know, having to set some screens and do some different things.
And, and we post Jonas up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like,
we'll post
you?
Him up, yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, when you see the Wembianas out there. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, guys, you know, again, we got to get out of here. We got another show coming up next, but appreciate your time. You guys did a phenomenal job, and good luck, you know, the rest of this year, and good luck when you get out of the school, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, we look forward to watching it down and really finish it strong. Yes. You guys are great young men.
Yeah. Thank once you. Again, that's Jonas Tester and Josiah Rainey. Also, Coach Joe Pesciotta, who you're here every Wednesday morning in with Ian and with Coach Comstock now too, so get you in there with him. So
he does a good job.
He does. All right, for Fred Smith, I'm Jeff Bowman. Thanks very much for listening here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.